speaking with Ida Doshi, and we were talking about Indian festivals, or religious festivals.
Yes. We have a Holi roundabout comes in March or April. It's like a spring festival because in India is naturally agriculture country, and that people are celebrating the new, you know, seasons, the good farming community, good growth has, and the communities, you know, celebrates the spring seasons called Holi. We throw the nice different color on each other, and it's a kind of a Holi and Diwali that are the most popular. There are several different holidays. We celebrate the 4th of July, the 15th of August is our Independence Day. Mm-hmm. India became independent from British in 1945-46. And we always celebrate the 15th of August. And 26th of January also we celebrate the Indian festival. I think is also a government holidays. I don't remember what is the significance, but 15th of August is a Independence Day.
So when you first moved to Kentucky, did you, in the beginning, did you still remember a lot of these holidays?
Yes, I remember, but then over the years, I completely, you know, because you don't practice or you don't participate, you get to even the Gujarati language, you know, because I grew up and studied English. You know, people has always asked me that, was it difficult for you to speak English? Speaking English wasn't difficult for me, because we in a college, we wrote our term papers in English, and we in anatomy, physiology, in a medical school, you heard everything was in English, you know, writing and...
What age did you begin learning English?
I started learning English in second or third grade, because English is a part of, it's a subject in India. And we had to have four languages. In our national language was Hindi. That was a mandatory for us to take it. English was option. You don't have to take it. But Gujarati, our state language, because I'm from Gujarat, the Sanskrit was a language. It's an old Indian, ancient language that we took it. In English, that means I took the four languages, plus my science classes and things. But speaking English was never a problem. But understanding, coming to Kentucky straight from Bombay, and you know, going in a small community, understanding the language was a bit difficult for me for a while, because people had a hard time understanding me, and then they have a hard time. I have a hard time understanding them. Mm-hmm. Their different southern accent. But learning English was a part of our education. It didn't bother me, you know, that speaking English.
I guess we've been talking for quite a while, and we can start wrapping it up. I was wondering, these tapes will be going into an archive, so future generations will have a chance to hear your experiences of how you settled into the Bowling Green area. Are there any stories or things that you want to say or want to speak to the future generations about?
This community has really given us a, you know, it's a give and take. We have been a good citizens to this community, and this community is wonderful. My three children has graduated from Bowling Green High School in the top honor, top five graduates, and given the speech on the, you know, in their commencement day. And it's been a wonderful experience. we have it in Bowling Green. I like my, you know, grandchildren or any Indian children ever have a chance to listen to the tape or this is a nice community to raise the children and raise the family. I wish we have a more Indian family, or I wish we can do a little more. But this community understands a lot. Like right now, I think we have what, 12 or 15 different country people in settling Bowling Green. You see a lot of international. This Bowling Green has become an international community. Right now, a lot of people coming from Kosovo. We have a lot of Bosnian. I have a gentleman is working for me in my yard. He's from Bosnia. And you know, Bowling Green is good to the for the international community. And I hope and pray that, you know, we to sum it up, we are all God's children. You know, we are all human beings. We need to understand and learn each other's religious, each other's culture and belief, and learn, you know, and live as a big happy family. That's all I have to say. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.